आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। नेशन पेज होमेज टू फादर ऑफ नेशन महात्मा गांधी ऑन हिज 154th बर्थ एनिवर्सरी टुडे। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stone and dedicate to nation multiple development initiatives worth over 26,000 crore rupees. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh announces arrest of four accused in connection with killing of two students. Met Department forecasts very heavy rainfall today over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. And in Guangzhou Asian Games, India's Kabaddi campaign to kick off today with women's team facing Chinese Taipei in its first group game. The nation pays homage to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 154th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha was organized at Bapu Samadhi at Rajghat in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Meenakshi Lekhi and Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge were among those who offered floral tributes. Various programs are being organized on the occasion of birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi in his home state Gujarat. All religion prayers are being organized at the Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad and Kirti Mandir in Porbandar, the birthplace of the father of the nation. Our correspondent reports that the state government will launch the Vibrant Gujarat Vibrant District program today.
As part of the 10th Vibrant Gujarat Global Summit, state government will launch Vibrant Gujarat Vibrant District program in all the 33 districts and 4 metro cities of the state today from Gandhi Jayanti to Sardar Patel Jayanti on 31st October. As part of the program, a series of activities including exhibitions will be organized in each district promoting local products including One District, One Product, startups, local MSMEs and more. Self-help groups, farmers produce organizations, women entrepreneurs, khadi and village industries and Kutir Udyog will also participate in the programs. Apart from this, loan fairs will also be organized across the state under credit linkage program. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President and Vice President paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, Mahatma Gandhi's ideals of truth and non-violence paved a new way for the world. She said Mahatma Gandhi not only fought for non-violence throughout his life, but he also took up the cause of cleanliness, women empowerment, self-reliance and farmers' rights, and fought against untouchability, social discrimination and illiteracy. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, Mahatma Gandhi's principles of truth and non-violence were the guiding light in India's struggle for independence against colonial rule. Prime Minister Modi said, Mahatma Gandhi's timeless teachings continue to illuminate our path. He said, Gandhi's impact is global, motivating the entire humankind to further the spirit of unity and compassion. Mr. Modi hoped that his thoughts enable every youngster be the agent of change he dreamt of, fostering unity and harmony all over. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Modi visited Vijayghat, the memorial of Lal Bahadur Shastri in the national capital, to pay him floral tributes. Mr. Modi said Lal Bahadur Shastri's simplicity, dedication to the nation and iconic call for Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan resonates even today, inspiring generations. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar said, Lal Bahadur Shastri's courage, service and simplicity will always be remembered. A special 3.0 campaign will begin today with a focus on Swachhata and reducing pendency in government offices with a saturation approach. The campaign coincides with the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. It will continue till the 31st of this month. The campaign is a sequel of the special campaigns conducted in the last 2 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will visit Chittorgarh and dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting in Chittorgarh.
The Mehsana Bhatinda Gurdaspur gas pipeline will be dedicated by the Prime Minister. The pipeline has been built at a cost of about 4,500 crores. Prime Minister will also dedicate LPG plant of HPCL at Abu Road. This plant will bottle and distribute 86 lakh cylinders per annum. Prime Minister will dedicate a four-lane road on NH-12 on the Darah-Jhalawar-Teendhar section, which has constructed at a cost of more than 1,480 crores. The railway projects being dedicated to the nation by the Prime Minister include the project involving doubling of Chittorgarh-Neemuch railway line and Kota-Chittorgarh electrified railway line. Prime Minister will dedicate tourism facilities developed at Nathdwara under Swadesh Darshan scheme. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Later, Prime Minister Modi will visit Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh today to lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway, which has been developed at a cost of about 11,895 crore rupees. He will also lay the foundation stone for five different road projects worth over 1,880 crores. Details from our correspondent.
Over 2 lakh houses built under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and more than 1,300 houses constructed under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban at a cost of around 140 crore rupees will also be dedicated by Mr. Modi. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Jal Jeevan Mission projects of over 1,530 crore rupees for Gwalior and Shyopur districts. These projects will together benefit over 720 villages of the region. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of 9 health centers. They will be developed at a cost of over 150 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will dedicate the academic building of IIT Indore and lay the foundation stone for other buildings in the campus including hostel. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of multi-modal logistic park at Indore, integrated industrial township in Ujjain and Atal Vihari Vajpayee Divyang Sports Training Center, Gwalior. With Navin Srivastav, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Gwalior.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news update rounds the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested four accused in the ongoing investigation of cases related to violence in Manipur. It had registered two cases in August this year on the request of the state government. The agency took over the investigation of these cases earlier registered by Manipur police on the complaints of parents of minor victims at police station Lamphel. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh announced the four accused have been arrested in connection to the brutal killing of two innocent students in the state. Speaking to media persons at the CM Secretariat last evening, Mr. Singh said a special team of CBI has arrested the accused persons.
दो स्टूडेंट एक लड़की और एक लड़का को जो हाइनस क्राइम उसको मर्डर किया था पकड़ने के बाद में उसको हम लोग ने अभी तक नहीं पकड़ सका था ऑनरेबल यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह जी ने को एक सीबीआई का स्पेशल डायरेक्टर को अलोंग विद पांच से सीनियर ऑफिसर यहाँ भेज के कैम्प करके रखा है और कैम्प करने के बाद में विद सपोर्ट ऑफ द इंडियन आर्मी और पैरामिलिट्री फोर्सेज सम राइफल्स और स्टेट पुलिस कम्बाइंड टीम करके आज चार एक्यूज पकड़ लिया है और ये बहुत बड़ा अचीवमेंट है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party's BJP Central Election Committee, CEC, to finalize its candidates for the forthcoming assembly elections in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. According to party sources, the primary focus of the discussion revolved around constituencies where the party's presence is relatively weaker in Rajasthan. There were deliberations on the possibility of fielding several members of parliament and ministers in the Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh assembly elections. The CEC meeting took place at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi following a core group meeting for Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that India has set a target to become world's number one automobile manufacturing hub in the next 3 to 4 years. Mr. Gadkari said this while interacting with the Indian diaspora in Prague, Czech Republic yesterday.
वर्ल्ड में हम तीसरे नंबर पर है, अभी हमने जापान को पीछे डाला है और मेरा ये टारगेट है कि हम आने वाले 3-4 साल में वर्ल्ड के नंबर एक मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑटोमोबाइल हब बनेंगे, ये हमारी कोशिश है। ये इसलिए महत्वपूर्ण है कि हमारे ग्रोथ में ऑटोमोबाइल इंडस्ट्री का रोल बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। 12.5 लाख करोड़ की इंडस्ट्री में 4.5 लाख करोड़ का एक्सपोर्ट है और 4.25 करोड़ भारतीयों को जॉब मिले हैं और भारत में स्टेट गवर्नमेंट और राज्य सरकार को टैक्स के रूप में है, सबसे ज्यादा रेवेन्यू जीएसटी के रूप में ऑटोमोबाइल इंडस्ट्री देती है।
Mr. Gadkari also said in the last 9 years the size of the automobile industry has increased from 4.5 lakh crore rupees to 12.5 lakh crore rupees. The Indian Met Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. The weather office has also predicted heavy rainfall over Kerala. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 3 days. In Punjab, the procurement of paddy has begun and the state government has made foolproof arrangements at different mandis. None of the rice mills has been made a procurement centre and it has been made mandatory for cartage contractors as well as millers holding custom milled rice to provide information about the quantity they have available. Our correspondent reports that on the first day yesterday, more than 20,000 quintals of paddy was procured in Asia's largest Khanna Mandi in Ludhiana district.
The state government has set a target of 182 lakh metric tons of paddy procurement and 1,806 mandis have been set up throughout in the state. The rice mills have been linked with these mandis in accordance with the computerized GPS system. In each mandi, farmers will be authenticated through a biometric system and a nodal officer has been appointed for each mandi to keep a close eye on all the arrangements. Direct payment of paddy in farmers' accounts will be ensured and the Reserve Bank of India has set a cash credit limit of 37,625.68 crore rupees for the paddy procurement season. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
On day 9 of the Asian Games 2023 in Guangzhou, India's Kabaddi campaign will kick off today with the women's team facing Chinese Taipei in its first group game. Table tennis women's doubles duo Sutheerta Mukherjee and Ahika Mukherjee will first face North Korea in the semi-finals today. Athletics will be the focus after Indian track and field stars won 9 medals yesterday. Amlan Borgohain in men's 200 meters and the Indian mixed 4 into 400 meters quartet will run for glory today. The Indian men's hockey team will aim for 5 wins in 5 as they take on Bangladesh in the final Pool A match today. India versus DPR Korea is also on the agenda in the women's basketball quarterfinal. Meanwhile, in skating, Indian men's and women's teams bagged a bronze medal this morning. So far, India are fourth in the medals tally with 55 medals including 13 gold, 21 silver and 21 bronze. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. Ahead of elections, PM makes 13.5 K crore infra push in Telangana is the lead in the Hindustan Times. PM targets corrupt KCR, says Telangana wants a change of government, is the lead in the Asian Age. Telangana will vote to change the state government, said Prime Minister Modi in his most prominent election campaign events for the state this year. Mostly all papers have carried the story of Indian athletes bringing glory in track and field disciplines at the Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou. The Times of India headlines, India holds 15 on sizzling Sunday, with some papers carrying pictures of Avinash Sable and Tejinder Pal Singh Thur, who won gold for India on the front page. And finally, car and SUV sales hit an all-time monthly high in September ahead of Diwali, with nearly 4 million units being sold, surpassing the 3.8 million units it had achieved last year. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to father of nation Mahatma Gandhi on his 154th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stone and dedicate to nation multiple development initiatives worth over 26,000 crore rupees. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh announces arrest of 4 accused in connection with killing of 2 students. Met Department forecasts very heavy rainfall today over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. And in Guangzhou Asian Games, India's Kabaddi campaign to kick off today with women's team facing Chinese Taipei in its first group game. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.